The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
An elderly mother had three sons. Each son had done very well for himself. They were rich. And every Mother's Day, each son tried to outdo the other. Each boy wanted to be Mom's favorite. The first said, "I spent $200,000 to get Mother a Mercedes with a driver." The second said, "I spent $400,000 to build a big house for Mother." The third smiled, saying, "I've got you both beat. You remember how Mom loved to read the Bible before her eyes went bad. I spent $500,000 on a trained parrot that can recite the entire Bible. This parrot recites any verse word for word." Soon, Mother wrote thank you notes to her three sons. To the first, she wrote, "I am too old to travel. I stay at home most of the time, so I rarely use the Mercedes, and the driver is rude." To the second, she wrote, "This house you built is too big. I live in only one room, but I have to clean the whole house." And to the third, she wrote, "Of all my sons, dear, you have the good sense to know what your mother really wants. That chicken you sent was delicious." We all like glory. Everyone needs a little glory now and then. Not major awards, but we all like a little simple, well-deserved credit from time to time. If we have worked hard on the lawn, it's nice to be told how nice it looks. If we've studied hard all semester, it's nice to have a pat on the back for good grades. Ultimately, the credit can go back to God, who gave us hands to work with or brains to think with. But then, of course, there are people who really want all the credit. They want all the attention all the time. Folks on a constant ego trip. We've all met people who will go into the kitchen in the middle of the dark night, open the refrigerator door, just so they can see themselves in a spotlight. The quest for glory is ongoing because glory never lasts. It comes and goes. It's great to be a big, tough eighth grader, lording it over the little kids. But in 3 months, eighth graders become nothing but low-life freshmen. It's great to set the record in the mini marathon, but somebody can come along next year to break your record. Glory usually doesn't last long, so we look for it over and over. Not always high-profile public recognition, but we all like a little glory, or just a good feeling about what we accomplish. Glory must be deserved. If it is true glory, we have to work for it. If it is recognition that is not really deserved, we won't really enjoy it. We've got those sayings, no pain, no gain, no cross, no crown. Olympic athletes don't win gold medals unless they train hard to win. A woman will not know the sublime joy of motherhood without the pain of childbirth or without the challenges that go with raising a child. And even if we can somehow manage to get recognition we do not deserve, we cannot really enjoy it. We'll know down deep that we do not deserve it. There are no shortcuts to real satisfaction for a job well done. Witness today the college admissions scandal. Dozens of parents paid big money to bribe people to get their children into prestigious universities. Some of them are high-profile figures in Hollywood or elsewhere. They bought phony athletic credentials. Parents paid other people to take admissions tests for their children. These parents, even the guy who was the mastermind behind the whole scam, could not have been totally at peace. They could not enjoy all this prestige 100%. There was always the danger that one day the truth will come out. And it did. It's not the lies that we get caught in that disturb us. It is the lies we get away with. Real glory has to be earned. And lasting glory can come only through God's command to love. Even the popularity Christ enjoyed on earth did not last. His lasting glory came through love. The glory of the Lord, which lasts forever, came in an ultimate act of love, dying for our sins on the cross. Our Lord's claim to fame is the cross. Christ commands us to love one another if we want to be his disciples, if we want to share in his glory. And as a direct result of our Lord's sacrifice, he rose from the dead to live in glory forever. James Dobson is a popular psychologist. And when he was in college, James Dobson's goal was to win a championship in tennis. And he did. His trophy was prominently placed in the school's trophy cabinet. Last summer, somebody mailed it to him. They rescued the trophy from the dumpster while the school was being remodeled. Dr. Dobson says, given enough time, all your trophies will be trashed by someone else. In the end, the only thing that matters is not what others think, but what God thinks. God won't ask us about our income level, how many bathrooms we had in our house, our grade point average. God will ask one question. As I have loved you, have you loved one another? That's it. Love for one another is the key to glory. lasting glory. On Mother's Day, the three sons tried to outdo each other. Each one wanted the honor of being mom's favorite. No matter how well-deserved a recognition is, no matter how great it makes us feel, glory in this life will not last. The only glory to be concerned about is the glory of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. We are his disciples if we love one another. Son number 3 thought mom would like that talking parrot, but she did not understand what it was. Love is the key to the only glory worth having. And if we don't understand that, then we just don't understand.